Scientists have developed a possible new treatment for anthrax. That story in a moment. But first, the investigation into last fall's anthrax attack still hasn't uncovered the person or people responsible. Bioweapons scientist Stephen Hatfill says he had nothing to do with the anthrax attacks. FBI agents don't seem convinced. Over the last month, investigators have brought bloodhounds to his apartment. Last week, they showed pictures of Stephen Hatfill to people in Princeton, New Jersey, where the anthrax letters may have been mailed. Unfortunately, say researchers, these techniques aren't likely to be very helpful. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
A mailbox on Nassau Street in Princeton tested positive for anthrax, and last week, FBI agents were walking the street with pictures of Stephen Hatfill.
The showing of one and only one photo is definitely a bad way to go about it.
Gary Wells at Iowa State University has studied photo lineups for 28 years. He helped draft the current Department of Justice guidelines, which say it's best to mix the photo of the person you're interested in with at least five photos of people you're not interested in. Then see if the witness picks out your man. Mistaken identity is a real problem, he says. You can tell by looking at people who DNA evidence has proved were wrongly convicted.
When we look at those cases, what we find is that over three-fourths of them are cases in which the primary evidence used to convict them was mistaken eyewitness identification.
You might think the FBI could go back and do a full photo lineup, but it may be too late for that. Dan Yarmy, a professor of psychology at the University of Guelph in Ontario, has done experiments where he gets an assistant to approach a stranger on the street and ask, say, for directions. Then a researcher comes up and tests the person's memory with photographs.
The first test is actually the only test that can be counted on, because any following tests means that that person is contaminated by the fact that they've already been shown a photograph. So you've got to be very careful that when you interview somebody and show them photographs, you should realize that that's going to be the only test that is going to be worthwhile for that particular person.
The FBI declined to comment on its techniques for this story. According to Newsweek magazine and Stephen Hatfill's spokesman, those techniques also included bloodhounds. Newsweek reported the dogs had been given the scent from the anthrax letters. When investigators got to Hatfill's apartment, the dogs, quote, went crazy. Lair Brisbane, a biologist at the University of Georgia, says that could mean any number of things.
There is an incredible ability of animals, particularly dogs, to pick up subconscious cues from handlers and other people in the room and respond accordingly. Even when you're not trying to give a cue, the dog gets that cue unconsciously.
Dogs, like witnesses, are eager to please. It is true that some dogs have amazing noses, he says, but there's also considerable bloodhound mythology.
There are people who honestly believe a dog can come to the scene of a crime 8 years after the crime and find scent there and identify the person. There's no doubt in my mind they believe it. There's no doubt in my mind the dog can't do it, but I've never been allowed to test the dog.
In the anthrax case, the dogs would be trying to pick up a scent from an envelope. Like a T-shirt, paper can absorb someone's scent. But Brisbane says the anthrax letters are now 10 months old. Tough for a dog to work with.
I would say based on what we know about scent and dogs' ability to respond to it, detecting meaningful scent off those letters after that period of time is really unlikely.
That does not mean it's impossible, though. Drew LaFrance is president of the National Police Bloodhound Association. He says the group has done tests showing scents can linger. At a meeting, they will take a member's shirt, put it in a plastic bag, and store it in a cool, dark place. They gather again the following year.
We have him walk out with three or four other people, and then we start the dog off his shirt. The dog has tracked the person, so the scent has stayed on the shirt. We haven't done any with envelopes, but if it's preserved right, I'm sure it would hold the scent.
Stephen Hatfill, dogs or no dogs, says he had nothing to do with the letters. He also says the FBI gave him a polygraph test and told him he passed. But polygraph tests are another technique that many scientists say simply don't prove anything. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.